Guys, have you heard? There's this thing on the internet that I've been seeing. The opposite of sprinkle, sprinkle. Niggas now are saying drizzle, drizzle. Have you seen that?
Shout out Julian Drizzle, my boy from South Sea.
Dope
rapper. What do you mean? You haven't seen that?
What do you...
Like, niggas are now saying drizzle, drizzle. They're like doing the...
I ain't seen that.
Who are these niggas, Shaka?
Who are these
niggas? It's a whole thing. Ata sasa imeanza Kenya like juzi 2 days ago. But it was in the States. Alafu sasa imekuwa trend. So, niggas are like... Unaona venye Shira 7 wambia madame sprinkle, sprinkle. Oh, let him pay for everything. Let him do everything. Now men are like... I want the same. You pay for the date. You take me out. You pay the bills 100%. There's no 50-50. You pay, take that bill and pay it all. Yeah, I love when I say my drizzle, drizzle. I am not joking.
Drizzle, drizzle. That's bothering me because I can't even say it.
I'm not joking. Men are saying drizzle, drizzle.
How are nani, Shaq?
Me, men on the internet. Me, algorithm yangu inanionyesha wenu.
Wani watu wako wandevu. Unajua Mr. Sports.
I see one day. How ni white men? Ni white people.
Wako wandevu.
No.
Kwa shuwa.
What's your thing? Wandevu. Juu, iyo slander. Kila time, naifili kuwa na lenga. Ukaisha majuzi. Tena Instagram yako wadi uko na whole like.
I've made it. Section, yeah. Ata kwa bio yangu. Nasemanga beard.
So what's the reason?
Chiku swali.
It's just.
Why have you ever bought any of these niggas a beard kit?
They don't really have.
Apparently, we're not worthy of having a beard. That's the one thing.
They don't really have a beard. Like, you're growing it, but it's not there.
Who's me? Oh, no.
You know, a beard is.
No, here's my question. I asked this sometime in one of the episodes. I asked you, are we worthy? I asked you personally for me, am I worthy of having a beard?
You're getting there.
I'm getting worthy to have a beard.
But after a few things I've considered today, I think you are.
I am getting worthy to have a beard.
Mm.
What? You know, your beard grows faster the more you anticipate sex. So, Yako.
Damn, bro.
Google.
Do you want to give our audience context?
No, I'm not giving context at all.
Ask your pay context.
So, in short, as a celibate nigga, your beard can't grow for shit.
No, apparently it will.
No, it will if you're celibate because you're anticipating.
So, what's the farthest you guys can do? Like, let's say you're making out and shit.
That's it.
I'm not getting
this. Why not? Give the fans the content they want. You guys have been recording for 3 years. 3 years.
Me, I've only been here for 6 months.
give them some better content.
Yo.
Wametoka na kichwa tu. Wanataka yote.
Hey.
Mkitupe 100k subs. I thought pay your story.
I actually don't know what that means.
100k subs and fuck who have sex. Bela
on camera.
That's a very bold choice.
Yeah.
So whoa now.
I love this. Yes, like so spotlight
when you pose, but when you're extremely horny.
Yeah.
Because apparently in Escapia you can't.
Me, I didn't see him. Me, you
see challenge.
It's like here.
Psycho challenge.
Oh, quite a challenge. Yeah, the challenge is a crazy one.
Bro, do psycho challenge.
The fans know the challenge you guys.
No. It's between me and the boys. Me and my boys. So it's more of like the things that we're doing, or rather we're stopping to do.
To give them context, I also don't know.
It's a 75-day challenge, right? Mm-hmm. And
where you give up majority of the things in your life that you consider a vice. Like maybe drugs, if you do drugs, alcohol, sexual interactions, and you pick up like good habits like maybe reading a non-fictional book, going to the gym, working out.
So you're supposed to
et cetera.
pick up a good habit?
Yeah.
Which habit have you picked up?
I'm working now. Look at my body.
Hey!
What you mean? Nigga, we don't care if you fight.
Hey, Jesus.
What you mean? So, like working out or like not eating junk food.
So what inspired this challenge?
It's a matter of building discipline. In as far as, for example, there are things that we said that we want. Kuna vile sasa tukiwa as a boys tunasemanga ewe we should start doing this, but we never started doing it. So now one of the homies akatumia kitu akasema, hey guys, you know, we should actually start being serious about things we want to do, because this year we want to have all these goals that we want to achieve. So tukasema, yeah, why not? And then obviously everyone has their own takes, not like we're all doing it together. For example, me nasema, let's say I'm eating healthy. Roy might not say the same thing.
Kila mtu akona
rule zake. Kila mtu akona yake unique. So tuko watu saba. Saba wa nane.
Wewe mbona ufanye?
Mimi ni
kwa. Eh, mbona wewe ufanye?
And why is in shock about it?
But me, I'm doing my own thing for celibacy.
Yeah.
For a bit.
You're celibate.
For now.
I've been from
she's part-time celibate.
From January 4th, yeah.
A 1 week celibacy doesn't count.
It's from Monday January 4th. Akuna, weekends count. Plus holidays. Hey, guy, let me tell you. It's hard.
It's been tough.
So, are you...
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Owen. When was the longest you've gone without any?
Any what?
Any three without course meals.
Any three course meals. Yeah. The longest.
Wow.
Have you ever even gone... When you're not thinking, man?
A few hours. I'd have to say a month.
Really?
Yeah, a month.
Was that for medical reasons or...
Jumia as far
as unafikiria nini akisema kuchase mechi,
like unaenda unaishia ukitafuta demu niupate mechi. Is that it?
Is that what dating is?
That's what I'm wondering. You miss elewi.
So una chase them, bro.
Me as far as I'm concerned, in this Nairobi, it's as far as I know. And you I'm assuming based on your experience.
Ojo ulikuwa game time ya COVID, bro. Mambo imechange,
rules imechange, players have changed.
So then what is chasing, like, honestly?
I think nile
sema pedi,
if there's a girl in dress DM, you catch those two lines, yeah, you're like, ah, who she wants. So you now advance.
I think Jesse ni kuwa tu kwa streets, man.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. What she said.
Oh. Like, bro, si ati nenda, aki ni pe mechi, aki ni pe zi, sivo, bro. That's not what chasing mechi.
That's what I'm wondering.
But you know that people just come and they're like, that direct.
That's what I know. That's what I'm saying right now. It's very direct. That's as basic.
Zi, kuna you are very direct, but you na kuanga usually off bouncing off each other's sexual tension or energies. Like, from a few conversations, you're like, okay, so when are we fucking? You put it so subtly.
Off the rip, like, yeah. Give me some pussy. Like.
After banter, you're like, okay, so when are we tearing each other apart? And then you're like, I'm not gonna date you, and I move on. That's what we mean.
How is it?
I've learned clearly.
Chaka mini kunaswali sasa.
Ooh.
Tungetaka kupea Yohanicom hideout microphone. What do you think it would say about your celibacy right now? Do you think it would be crying, wailing?
Wait, what have you said?
Honeycomb hideout, referring to her.
If it had a microphone, say inani tusi.
Nakuuliza mbona unaistaff.
Iko like shida yako ni nini? Ukosa wako akili.
So does celibacy for you guys, like, there's no kissing, no shit, like ni hivyo?
Nothing.
Hey. Yaani ni wewe tu unajisaidia.
Hata hiyo ya kujisaidia ujisaidii. Celibacy is completely nothing.
Not self gratification is
January
4th. My goal is just...
Mbona mnajitesa kwa hivyo? What's up, guys? You're good.
No.
Mine
came about to nilikuwa na self-reflect.
You want to replicate kwa sandwich. Labda
yo ndo the key to success. Shaka, answer the man's question.
Nilikuwa na self-reflect and then I was like, hey.
When's the closest to likam ku break your celibacy? Like, ni moment gano likuwa like, yo,
gardening every time ni chief Every time.
It's gardening like a common term in the first time you miss here.
Yeah.
Ni common.
Yeah. Yeah, chiefing.
Different circles. Una kavile like kuni sandwich. Yeah. Una wengine uita gardening.
Yeah.
Uita chiefing. Like different circles refer to it in different ways.
Mm.
So kiwa uki garden hapo unasikianga.
Lakini sasa...
It makes you horny.
Mbaya.
It does not make you horny.
Msinilete.
Nigawe kwa ni
nasa. Nilikuwa nataka kudate pedi.
You smoking.
Sindiomana nilikuwa nataka kudate pedi bana. Ndiyo nijue. Kwa ni mwai date?
Nimewe wana deba date pedi.
Alaku?
Ni ngumu. Wani rito dae ukwelu. Udana kumbeila.
Mina nataka tu 1 week. Ni experience.
Pedi wa?
Eish.
Shash.
Ah, nanga pesa. Nanga do.
Shatu nambia nda pedi wa nyed.
Nanda wae. Nanda
shu.
Walae.
Uwe atakubaya gari na wiki.
Wow. Nataka connections, guys.
Yeah, so all plugs, if you're rich, hit up Shaka right now. Oh, see. Pole, na point laptop.
Point laptop, and then point camera. See, bro, but bado ni kuapu kuwako. Like, legit, when you smoke, you don't...
No, man.
Your sexual senses are not heightened when you're high.
So when you're smoking in a group, so ninge kam na yo sandwich
Ukismoke na boys... Si, unasmoke na boys. Yo ni different. Yo ni
different.
Unapiga story.
Hey.
But ukismoke na madame, that's a different setting. No. Your body is responding differently to what is in front of it.
Mm. I don't see that in Chai City.
Na pombe.
Yo, plug wako ni nani?
And come da kushu. Shtona nafta ni kushu.
Kujai, seti.
Na, misda yu ni wa.
Kushai.
Kujai. Before three course meals, you've never chiefed.
Not it before?
Before three course meals, you've never chiefed?
No, we do, but not to make us horny or shit. I just love
it. No, but like, does it make the experience better?
Yes.
I'm used to way stronger drugs, so weed is not the...
Yeah, so you see, but is always stronger drugs make the experience better, Sindhu?
I know, I'm not beeping this stuff up. Have you all ever f***?
Yeah, so Chola was telling us this the other day. Not that he has, but about people who have.
What happened?
Niambieni, jibu.
Ilikuwa ngori.
Sinangoja nyi
mniambie.
I've never.
Zizi nasema, Ochola li to bring ya history, juu kuna time kukua tunongea kusu nyed, Ochola katuambia kusu sex parties where people have nyed applied on their dicks and then get
what
head.
No, it was me when I was giving the story
freaky.
Of how people get the dicks.
Hey, uneka.
Kumbe mko.
Yeah. So wase waneka nyed juu ya head zao alafu wanapewa head.
Get.
Alafu sasi.
And then apparently it makes
I can visualize.
Neto flashbacks.
Apparently it makes you now more addicted to
the sex.
To the sex person. With that person.
So tell us when. Is it
let it tell us?
I've never done any drugs in my life.
Same. I didn't mean alter when vacation.
Straight edge lifestyle. Like, I wake up, pray.
Amen.
Read the Bible.
Really? What's your favorite Bible verse?
Sin of us.
What's your favorite book?
I would have to say John.
John?
John. Yeah. Is it in the Matthew, Old Mark, or New
John.
Testament?
Yeah, guys, the only end in Pata KCS in Kwa Siari.
Guys, do you know, for a second, I thought John was an actual book. Not in the Bible, but...
Yeah, what's your...
Little story book.
You guys read the Bible, and how often?
Yeah, me not so manga.
A lot. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Daily, bro. It's one of the challenges. So,
yeah. No, make out a lafu na soma by
Exactly.
Bro.
Sindi yo lazima chafu a lafu na sani. Fair. Ushai soma Bible ukiwa after my garden.
Wow. Let me tell you, the word of God hits different. Let me tell you, you will self-reflect on all the sins you have committed. Guy,
That's an interesting experience.
I have.
David, but that's not cutting off your dick.
You're only cutting off the,
that's not like,
the extra skin on your dick.
Ebu imagine, like, so imagine God ameongelesha prophets and stuff, nini nini. Alafu yeah. So prophet, anaambia wase kwa grau shit ya kufanya. Hey, after me uwa, endua, cut your shit. Kati I'm sorry, I got like Buddha. Mnaske Abraham, mami ndio jwe.
Ama Nikolai.
God in the Old Testament was a bit.
I think we were all supposed to be born at a specific time.
Really? Like, supposed to sacrifice his son, Isaac.
Yeah.
Mbona akuwa like, I mean, Lord, I love you, but...
But what the fuck? I think it's how you interpret the Bible, because how I interpret the Bible and how I... Kuna mtu alikuwa na question a lot, God, was Moses. Moses alikuwa na ambiwa, enda like, ay, why, man, don't even know how to speak.
I don't speak kuongea, but anenda kufani.
Moses alikuwa na ambiwa, God, by the way.
And God was like, oh, fuck you, Moses, ata utawana kena.
No, exactly.
So I feel like a lot of situations in the Old Testament, if someone just asked. Like at a labda flood, like no one can come on.
Like really, all of them? You want to kill all of them?
Hi, na sasa flood ni flood ata flood bado South Sea squeezy bado ku flood bana. Vitu za chumvi bana za wale akina Lot ati wewe bana ebu hepeni. Unaona Sodom and Gomorrah
na choma yote nyuma.
Ukiangalia nyuma atan to salt. God
skia bia there. Like come on. My nigga.
Like the God Old Testament
shit ikichoma. Like bro yoni once in a lifetime sign.
Opportunity bana ningependa kwa imagine uko tu hivi bro una watch. Wow, hii city yani na bantu.
We
na safe distance. Vantage point
is
I know a spot.
Sodom and Gomorrah, is that where the word sodomy comes from?
I think so.
Probably. The genealogy of the word sodomy comes from that.
Sodom and
Gomorrah.
The things those people were doing.
Introduction. In the spirit of getting home safely. Welcome back to Walking the Streets, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, Mr. Fahrenheit Michael Kimathi.
It's your boy Roy, the top boy, your local gardener.
It's the captain of the streets, Shaka.
It's Banta Boy, Michael Ochola, and Jen. Where's Aisha?
Oh, Aisha, guys.
Una suffocate, Aisha.
And normally we have the athlete of the streets, but for the first time we are honored to have the actual king. King of the streets on the board.
Get that
off,
crown.
Too much.
Get off.
He had to come back for all play. The things you did to
him. Say you know John Afakwa, come on, I'm a guest pastor.
But this is important. I hope.
The accolades on accolades.
Yeah. So, Kumata, I hope we can crown a king and queen of the streets, man. I hope we can.
As of now, we have the honorary.
Current
king of the streets. Owen, welcome to Walk in the Streets. Karibu sana.
Yeah, guys. Mic check, control. You know it is, you know the fucking vibes. Here with your boy, Pipe the Don Juan.
Mm-hmm.
Bad boy Owen, South your mama.
Skia, bro.
Women's Rep 2027.
Yeah. Beard Rep, Women's Rep.
The truth, the answer. Nikwama jina mingi yani kama.
The truth, the answer.
Yeah.
But there's no question.
Exactly.
I get you, bro. I get you.
Happy to be here, guys. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for joining.
I want to get home safe. But now that before we get into anything, when this episode drops, there's a event that the Mandem is hosting. You got to come and say.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. On the 420. Oh, sorry. Corporates are attacking 3 days. 20th of April. We'll be at the ASK Dome for the 4th Sandwich live show. Mm-hmm. A sandwich experience for all the buddies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. An event catered to all the bad bitches out there.
This episode is dropping on that
party,
day.
So Shaka a party ticket.
Shaka
party ticket.
Shaka is bad, bro. Why you guys?
But she's not a bad.
A bad man. She's a bad man. A bad man.
Vote for and women. 2027.
Shaka is bad. Jindo, I think your familiarity in a breed contempt. Sana.
Vote for Owen Women Rep 2027.
The answer. Yeah, so on the 20th of April, catch us at Kuna the get ASK tickets. Dome. Yeah.
Oh. As you listen to this episode, because it's dropping on that day.
Yeah.
Kuna get tickets.
Jipate ASK Dome, buy ticket.
Yeah, panda come. Nduthi, panda wherever, panda mtu.
A lot of entertainment, DJs, some activities. Yeah, DJ Magda, don't know if you know her. Kaneda.
Hey!
Kaneda! Sir M.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a very nice.
Also, nimekuwa niki, you know, deep down at heart, I feel like I was born to be an R&B singer. So
really,
yeah, na prako. Yo day, I'm taki ni perform. Sa graisha, sa kucheka, kada sija.
Who's your inspiration? R&B.
Celine Dion.
I was about to say he's in jail. that nasty man from Chicago.
Hey, a whole team, but you know that guy, the cops came to look for him, he wasn't in the house.
Yeah,
all his jets had gone.
I'm gonna sip my ties by the beach.
Again, Owen, for the buddies on our audience, Uko streets? How Uko streets?
Uko sidewalk.
Yeah. Do I have to answer that?
Yeah.
The answer.
So no one is saying maybe you go pod.
So opinion yake.
Opinion yake matter.
I know it depends. When I change kila wiki.
Shoot your shot.
Like you go streets.
Answer.
Yeah,
it changes. Like I am a real lover, guys. Like.
Most people on the streets are, man.
That's true.
In trauma too,
we all are not real lovers like me. Me, I'm a real lover, guys. Like, me, I'm a first talking to Nonga to even chance of your future. Yeah, to a toy shit. Like, oh my god, are we getting a cat or a dog? That type of stuff. Me, fall in love.
Because she's a similar style.
Hey.
You're pocketing.
You know, thinking about the future doesn't mean 10 years. It could mean a few minutes from now.
It depends. We can shoot short. Yako vizuri tunaweza ongea. Like, ni kunegotiate.
So not after commitment.
Hey, bro. I feel I'm too young for commitment. I'm 25.
Thanks.
It's 2 years.
Thanks.
Hey. What's under commit? Around 50 there.
Hey.
I might get married in my late 40s.
Might.
Utakosha, utakona ma offspring wakikimbia around ama.
I don't know. Hey, bro, have you ever seen baby mama drama? Like, ushaikona
mishitawa
kona. Anakuambia gani po? I would never get a baby mama.
Atanajua baby mama. Your experience a baby mama pia kuangi the fun.
And then also, I'm a bit jealous. So, ataka tuko pamoja. Like, my baby mama can't have another nigga.
Hey, Sosa.
What?
You're not with her.
No question.
Adi?
But you're not with her.
Hey, that what? You have my child, bro. Hey. So, see when you want Gubado?
Story for another day.
Now, would you be comfortable with another man raising a child? Like, now that's the thing also. Because, hey.
Well, I guess
production,
but you've refused to raise your child.
Yeah, I guess one is better than no father.
You see your child once a year and you're a podcaster, footballer.
Wait, unasema nini?
ndo apate drive ambition.
When
babako alikuwa anakuona ama alikuwa anakuona one side.
When was the last time I saw my dad? I think
have you seen him?
2-3 years ago. Probably. Ako around at we just don't fuck with
Oh, and would you call yourself a mama's boy?
Mama's boy. Defining the term mama's boy.
How close are you to your mom?
Very.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I'm a mama's
boy. Do you call your mom to make important decisions?
Hey, pardon.
Hey. Okay.
Why should I though? Yeah. Not now. I'm old. Akuna msa unafaa kukonsult. Yes, utu. But I am extremely close to my mom. Like we, I feel like even if she wasn't my mom, we'd still be friends.
I think
that's how much we get
that's
along.
That's a huge compliment.
I think I'm trying. That's a nice one.
Yeah, that's a huge
we
compliment.
We do get along. Like,
yeah, I think I'm trying to understand what makes a mama's boy a mama's boy.
My mom isn't a typical boy mom. Like, she's very big on independence and shit, so I'm coddled and stuff. Like, she's not one of those overprotective moms that she hates my girlfriends and shit.
But see,
that's a mama's boy.
We have a mama's boy as a friend, right? What?
Nani? Same as
Anajijua.
Mili 26.
See, baby boy.
Oh. Baby boy ni mama's boy.
Why? How is he a mama's boy?
Baby boy ni mama's boy.
Hey. Sorry, I have so many questions.
I think before we've called him a mama's boy on more than one occasion. So now when I'm like thinking about it, like, what made us call him a mama's boy? What makes a man?
Yeah,
I know only one instance I've interacted with a proper mama's boy.
Mm-hmm.
Say every decision he had to call them mom, and this man is like 38. Like in every decision, mom, can I?
What are you doing with a 38-year-old nigga?
Ilikuwa business. I promise it was business. Listen, here's the situation. I don't know about the context.
Bedroom
bully is a business.
I was organizing an event, right, on behalf of a company. So I was scouting locations. One of these locations was the one we ended up with. But now, your location was being managed by this 38-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
The location is owned by the mom, but the mom is not
around.
He's managing it on her behalf. So, but every decision, I'm telling you, even small things. Kuna time at a, there was no water in the tap. So we were like, we need water in the taps.
Yeah.
Literally, it was like, okay, let me sort it out. Mom, can I call the plumber?
38-year-old man.
38.
So.
Oh, yeah, your ceiling is 35. I just remember. It was 35, right? Ceiling of the men you want. Yeah. 35. Wow, yeah.
Put your information.
A good context.
Alice,
information do me throw it in.
I just remember right now. That's why I'm kumbuka.
But you know, the older I get, the more the number increases.
She said.
Sindio kwani itabaki 35. See, I'm getting older.
Dating for her?
Mm-hmm.
The highest bracket of youth, 35.
Yeah. That was when I was 22. Now I'm 23, so size 36. The older I grow.
Isn't it my story, Mingi? But it's not really, bro.
Sindio.
Have you ever dated a mama's boy?
No.
Have you ever? Really? I would date a
mama's
boy. I think you're
Could date, no.
How many guys have you dated?
Wow. What is dating? So dating is just like going on dates and
I
stuff.
I never trust women who ask that. What's dating?
See, dating is like getting to know each other, right? See, that's basically...
You sound like a serial dater. Is going on dates a date to you, Amma?
Going on dates is dating. Going on dates is dating.
Joan said... dating is not like a relationship, so you can date multiple people.
Exactly.
And you always fight over that point.
Why?
Why aren't you exclusive if you're going out on dates?
Yeah.
If you want it to be exclusive, ask me to be your girlfriend.
We don't ask. See, it's automatic.
But you don't ask. How will I know you want me to be your girlfriend?
See, we do boyfriend and girlfriend stuff.
Akuna, that's just bloodlines, man.
No.
You could be doing wifey things without a ring.
Okay, that is true, but...
but that doesn't make you a wife. At the end of the day, when you go to court...
You have to ink.
But at the end of the day, when you go to court, they'll ask...
Yes, it is.
Up to a certain... Like, it has to meet certain requirements, right?
Yeah, Levy, vocabulary of streets.
he's in a committed
marriage wedding. Like, I want to hear her answer. I mean, I want to hear her answer. I'm actually curious.
No, the thing is, like, in a when it comes down to it, like, see, the court will have to justify that it was an actual marriage, right?
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah?
The court will have to justify.
Like, I don't know who justifies it, but when it goes to court at that point in time, like, say now there's a dispute.
Uh-huh.
At a come we stay. See, it has to be justified that this is a come we stay marriage, right? So it's there has to be some sort of...
What?
How do I call it?
It's not in the constitution that if I say you're my girlfriend, like, we've signed something. So
it's not a matter of signing, but the thing is, like, it has to be, like, stated in a way. I don't know how to explain it. Me, in my world, I don't recognize Kamusti. Yeah,
guys, story more, but the one story that we need to share is from our fans. Welcome to Word on the Street. Wait,
before, have any of you guys, like, proposed to a girl, like, be my girlfriend and shit?
Yeah. I have to do it.
You did?
I did, yeah.
I did.
How did. You did also.
Mine, yeah, mine was at 4 a.m. in bed. I asked her.
Ooh.
That's the title of this pod, 4 a.m. in bed.
I know.
I literally
no strokes, but propose.
Because you see what happened? You see what you said? The assumption. The assumption thing was there. And then... I don't know what happened. It was around Valentine's. So now everyone around her was saying, oh my gosh, is he your boyfriend? Is he your boyfriend? He asked you. Me, I'm like, as we are dating.
Was this postnatal pregnant?
As far as I'm concerned. No. And then, then a lot of our friends came and asked me, you should tell her. Me, I'm like, sure. And then she said, I asked her, do you want me to ask you? She said, yeah. So, to me chill at around 4 a.m. I'm like, Hey, would you like to be my girlfriend?
That's
pretty much it. That's that. It can be done. Apparently, it's a big deal for women.
It is.
I didn't know.
But it's just making it clear
because I'm not doing it with anyone else. So
I don't know that
until you say the words. Can you be my girlfriend? Am I your my girlfriend? Everything else is moot.
Yeah.
Up until that.
Because ukinipata na mtu mwingine will be like, but I'm your boyfriend. When did you tell me I'm your girlfriend?
I regret it. Have you ever seen how a cat finds another cat cheating? That would be me.
I just scared word on the street, man.
That's actually very that's. But why 4 a.m? Like,
no, then, yeah, 4 a.m is weird. Yeah, 4 a.m is weird.
That's me.
I'm on your feeling. It'll come to your time. Not just as in a broke between a.
We were up all night.
I'm a god who's talking to you in your dreams.
That's what I'm seeing. We were up all night. Wake
up.
Checky. From now on, only manziangu. I don't know.
That would be such a Kikuyu.
man.
No, they lie on our names. Kikuyu is a very romantic.
Yes.
Saku kuba ya shamba si romance.
Yes.
Si romance. I'm trying to invest in your future. That's the most romantic thing I could do.
I'm trying to appreciate your value.
Yeah, anyway.
Where are you going?
What on the street? Yeah, what on the street this week is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Leo siya shule. Leo siya shule.
Hey, thank God.
In your corporate body.
Hey, thank. Hey.
Sasa, Owen, what on the street ni segment tunafanyanga ko pod where we tell stories of our fans. So they slide in our DMs.
They give us stories.
You f*** a lot of your fans, isn't you?
Hey.
Accusations. What? Accusations.
I know the time, man.
In short, I'm not saying about 2 minutes. Check it. See, a story ends like this.
Nam likata tukunywe. On a video episode.
What's a lie? Kaushai kulwa bana, just chill. Just come kwa comment.
Come kwa comment. So, I mean, I talk a drama.
Safisha tu na mimi hapo.
Yeah, kuna unaona venye kuna mi nikitengeza dating app, the only feature nezaongeza ni rating system.
After sex?
I agree.
No, for the whole experience, like kuna rate, I'm saying, like the other users wako like, damn, uniga kuna 3 stars.
I don't think Kunamse, a man will have 5 stars, man. I don't think so.
5-star men, wako, duko.
Duko.
Do all the women.
What?
Do you think all the women you've been with will give you 5 stars?
Not the ones.
One at Tisha review side.
Hey.
So yeah, your section to cut your idea to
talk about. Your idea to put up on. That's it, Mark. Actually, biggest story, Leo. So the story now come from our babe.
Mm.
So this woman is she sells clothes. She has a beauty shop. So akuna manguo nini nini.
Mm-hmm.
So every year we wendanga trip na chali yake, a work trip. So chali yake ni daktari. So kila mwaka ikiisha, wanaendanga retreat like for 1.5 weeks ku unwind nini kutoa stress. So hii time wameenda Tanzania hapa tu Dar, wameenda Dar, wako beach, wako vibes. Sasa hii night wamekaa kwa kibonfire wanapiga story. But the boyfriend chali wa udem wetu ako too engrossed na manzi mwingine mwenye ni colleague wake. Like manzi yake udem ako hapa but anaongea tu na ubeshte yake wa wera. Mm. So ikabidi wako wife wake. Sasa ikabidi udem wetu bana sasa yanze kuongea na bwana wa huu wako wife. Jusi bwana wako wife pia ongeleshwi. Unaget. So hao ndo akaanza kuongea. Alafu sasa the husband to this babe who to this guy. Hey, ngoja. Hey, the ha- hey, chill.
We need names.
Chill. Yeah, we need names. Acha nipe names. Mtu wetu ni Sheila.
Mhm.
Chali yake ni Mavo.
Eh.
Sheila Mavo.
Mm-hmm. Jina ni fake bro, zina so.
Jina tunatumboni. Wako wife wa Mavo?
Mhm.
Line, hi, Amy, wako wife wa Mavo? Amy.
Amy.
Bwana wa Amy Martin.
Okay.
So Sheila and Martin wanaongeleshana.
Okay.
Sheila and Martin wanakula story juu their spouses are too much engrossed with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So Sheila and Martin talk. Amy is like on a side anaangalia ku like anauza saa Martin wewe ni nini unapiga story na Sheila nini uko nayo kuongea na Sheila? Hey. Sheila kajama ku like rada mbona una ni insult? Unadhani Sheila's man should be there. Sheila's man is just sipping drink at a time to wake bana. Sheila, the only thing we can talk to you about is maybe Kim Kardashian and the latest clothes out there.
Wow.
Unaona? Hawa sasa ni madaktari, kina Mavo ni madaktari.
Ooh.
Unaona? So Amy na Mavo ni doctor. So anaambia Sheila, we the only thing you're good for is Kim K and fashion trends. Hey, yaka jam. Yeye hata kuangalia chali yake asemi kitu at this point. Aongea ya tetei manzi yake yetu anacheka.
Ah.
So there, so your night
husband and wife, not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Husband hey. Azi husband and wife the is the other one. No, my main character ni wasi wame date for 3 years.
Oh, so
3 years pia ni yeye.
Hey.
Date for 3 years. Hao wengine ndo husband and wife. Sheila and Matro. Aye. Sasa si your night ikaisha. Watu wakaenda wakalala. The few days of the trip were awkward. But mse wetu akakaa na chali yake akasema mimi niko Dar, let me enjoy the last days of my trip. Sasa leo amerudi naye husband akapigia Sheila wetu akola yo, I think we need to talk about our people. This work wife work husband shit is too much. Ama you don't think as well? Hey Sheila, mse wetu akola yeah Sheila akola yeah I agree man the way. So aka agree wata confront wase wao. So akaenda msea ameshuka stairs akoredi anadai kwenda wera. Ako like mbona kunitetea tukiwa Dar? Hey. Mandem is like stop acting Salim too see. Salim like stop acting like a bitch. Mbona unajifanya drink na uliza. Sheila said the only thing I'm good for. Hey. Chali ako like because you see you when we get into altercations, you always tell me take the high road. So I was taking the high road. So I was taking the high road.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to cause conflict. It was a work thing where with friends, taki kwe, an issue. Sheila kamwangalia akasema, no, but you saw how it made me feel, nini, nini. Boy, ako like, okay, sorry, I apologize. I'll go talk to Sheila, whatnot, and make it fine. Your story, Keisha. Pause. More context on this relationship. Sheila and the husband are really work wife, work husband. Amy and Sheila's guy are really work wife, work husband.
Mm-hmm.
udem ulizanga unadai nini maanuzanga mavo, what do you want to eat kesho?
Hey.
And at home the next day I come job and I'm pack lunch and I'm letea
my lord
have you nini alafu wanakula pamoja hadi job wame instigate hadi job wanawapeanga like kazi pamoja.
Yeah.
Ah, emi na mavo fanyeni project. Emi na mavo fanyeni project. Mm. So it's a really, imekuwa a really big relationship.
Mm.
Ah, si yame confront waka move on. Mm. Si hadi uboy, Martin alikuwa menda pia konfrontiane. Mm. So alikuwa reconvene after wame konfrontiana.
Mm.
Sasi wanaongele shana. Our spouses are really wenye wanaona kunangori wanaongele shana.
Mm.
Saa wanasema yeah, I confronted, but saa matu na mambia cheki mili and I go, nili go through simu ya mama and eh. It's worse than we thought.
Oh my god.
So akatumia Sheila texts. Wana text between us ya wawili. Emi is very flirty on our boy Mavo.
Mm-hmm.
Mavo akatai.
And he's responding.
Yeah, Mavo ana entertain akatai. Yako too free with it.
Yeah,
kuna maview one. Suppose inatumwa.
Oh.
So you can only, your imagination is all that's left. You know, you can't really know what's what.
Mm.
Hey.
So. Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Hi. A few days, a day mataki kuchoma. So I like, I can go to a few days. I can bring in. I could like, why didn't you tell me you and Sheila make out? Hey. You and Amy make out. Hey, my vocal like, eh? Sasa yu metuwa wapi. Mine nda tu job, ni nini pressure. I could like, what kakunidanganya? Na niko na receipts. Eh, hey, mavua kona. Okay, nyewe, imekua real sasa. Mm. Sasa imekua deep. Sasa kuna facts.
Mm.
But kitu sa ina happen ni, there was more to this. Si kuna hizo viewants na nini.
Mm.
But ya jasema ameona viewants. Ya mesema tu kusu kiss.
Mm.
So she was setting the space for Mavu to come clean about what everything.
Mm.
Mavu ali die on the heel of the kiss. Peke yake.
Mm.
It was just a kiss. She's the one who did it. Misiku nini, nini. Like ni yeye, hata nikasema zi, nini. Akamwambia, I want you to break off your relationship with Amy. Like mkue tu. Like nyi wawili tu mnafanya kazi. Ye. Sitaki kusikia umeenda kwa Amy. Sitaki kusikia mna chill. Sijui hakuna. Ataka bwana yake huko no.
Mm.
This has to end. Did it end? Oh, umesikia wapi? A few weeks tena. Our disgruntled matu anakama. Text zingine.
Mm.
Hey, Sheila akasema, unazoniaje? Wewe umechoose. Acha mimi ni left. Me and choose my piece. Mr. Kistress. Nikuambia chane na Amy, but we claim not akamsi ako na buwana.
Mm.
But pause, Matu is such a weak nigga, but you need story for another day. Jumbona wife wako wanatumia mse nudes na unendelea na yo story. But,
no, yeah, hapo ndio baize.
You ndo the biggest, eh. But saa, Sheila akasema, you know what, saa, me nimechoka na yo story. Deuces. Keja ni ya Sheila.
Alright, get Mavo, the fuck out of my house.
Mavo she, yeah. to go back and live with his mom.
Mm.
Mama's after a month, hey, Mavo amefikiria.
Uni daktari? Mama, like...
Me, kubi ya gaina?
Sijui, labda ni vet, bro. Misijui. Ama ni wakuku, misijui. Sasi amerudi kwa moms.
Mm.
Hey, after a month, inaka, Mavo alipigiwe sabu, akasema, ay, apana, hapa na choma. So, akenda kwa matu, akaitisha hizo text zote. Juu ya alikuwa medelete kwa simu yake.
Mm.
Alindo alikuwa mesafisha.
Mm.
So, akenda check, nipe text, I need to go make everything right with my woman. So, akenda...
Wow, so anaongea.
Wait.
Mangumi.
He went and pleaded with that one.
Matu is a special person.
He's a cuck.
Mm.
Yeah. Akapewa. Akapewa kila kitu, sa akenda kwa ofisi ya dem. Hii kwa shop yake palinoza vitu, akenda kujitetea. You know, after I meditate, you know what he says. So there's this cousin of Mavo that had died. They were close. It was like a brother-sister relationship. They were very close. So what Mavo brought forward was, Amy filled the void that was left by my dead cousin.
I respect that. I love that. That's one gaslighting one. I love that.
She filled the void left by my cousin. And you know what Sheila told me? Sheila told me in the moment when she was looking at that picture, she was like, okay, you two, they kind of somehow look alike. I could maybe kind of see it. Kind of maybe. I'm not saying what you're saying is making sense, but unajua, the boy has really put up a sad story. Like, because of how the cousin died, it was very tragic.
He was crying when you were saying
this. Ali deliver, yeah, alikuwa melia. It's a very tragic story. I'm a pull on the emotional strings.
Hey.
Are we men that weak?
Yes. Sasa, after his story mepigwa, Sheila akasema, you know what, sawa. when I kuleta probation, I'll see. Bado jarudi kwa nyumba. Sasa mm-hmm. wako probation. Mm-hmm. Shila amenyambia tani update. Mm-hmm. Jamempea probation ya 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So after 2 months, Shila, I want to rehear this story.
Shila is also stupid.
Think that was your word on this. What do you mean Shila was also stupid? Shila
is also dumb.
Very much.
Oni gata change. Asha mwonyesha hata change.
Ukweli.
Hadai ku change.
But si labda ni ukweli, bro. Amy was just filling the void left by his dead cousin.
Eh?
You never what? Know, bro. Yeah,
which void?
What void?
Yeah. Yeah.
What void is
which
this?
Which void?
A shoulder to lean on.
Who not me?
So,
do you know?
This cousin doing that translates to we can have sex.
I feel like you know people have quickies in offices.
Mimi pia kuna point nimesema walikulana. Mimi nimesema
lazima
sawa basi walikuwa they were kissing.
That is that we know of.
Yeah.
We know. The point is we know the kissing part. So which what is this thing that this cousin was doing?
Eh, they was filling the void.
Kwani
alikuwa na kiss cousin yake?
Eh, wa Kenya wanaweza kushtua though.
Sikabiwa Jesus. By the way,
people are doing.
Kabia alikuwa na do. What people
point.
Do with their cousins in Nairobi, let alone America?
Yeah.
Would you be shocked?
No, I'm not.
Bro, where is Sakaja?
Kwa history yote.
Like you're not. Unajua as a Nairobian,
but like
quitting it too randomly, like yo, Buddha.
Can Sakaja do something about
so
this kind of situation?
Unataka Sakaja saidie mavo. Lazima yowaka. So ataka masaidie mavo. Nashi.
Bro, where is he in? Where is
he? Angepea mavo housing in this issue. Mbona mavo amerudi kwa mamake na anaishi Nairobi?
Hapo sasa anahitaji Ruto.
Affordable housing hapo ingesaidia mavo sana bana. Before he gets back on.
Sasa gavana fukata hii yote ni ad umewapea.
Ni ad bana ya affordable housing project.
Hiyo story yote nikikwambia buda. Just as a portal. It was doing nipe nyumba.
Sijui bro ile tu nini. Kuna hey, portal bro.
Bro that's I really wish you could know the other couple's perspectives.
Nataka kujua akili ya Martin na waka aje. Mbona unajua hizi vitu zote kuhusu manzi
lakini
bibi
you know,
yako?
You know what I've come
na una,
to.
Na una friction au fight.
What I've come to learn is in a lot of marriages people put up with a lot. They put up with a lot of shit.
Mina wa show matoni mama's Mato didn't know how to say no when he was young.
No, Martin saw an opportunity. Iki crash land huko kama inaitwa jail ship ile
Titanic.
Ship. Go down with someone. Sheila. Hi.
And I go down on I mean and I go down with Sheila. Hey, sorry.
You actually unajua the entire time ukisema your story nilikuwa nangoja saa point Sheila na
Mato.
Na Mato.
Sheila, hebu kama niambie kama wewe na Mato mli cross reference
Sheila. If I was Sheila, the revenge I would have done, man.
Uko celibate, unajua nini kusu revenge?
Ude man akani and she sounds as if she's in love. That's why hajafanya anything na Mato.
Sheila.
Eh, Sheila. But Mato mimi hata mheri ni hata yako na wife wake. That's why asumbuliwe na hii kitu.
No bro, any marriage ni ngumu wenye kutoka.
Eh, marriage
ni misi onge kusuma, vuna onge kusuma tu, Mati na Amy.
Me, I feel like there are three kinds of women.
Yeah.
I feel like, nimekua wewe. There are three kinds of women. I feel like there's a woman in that situation who would take that man back. Mm-hmm. There's one who wouldn't tolerate anything. Yeah, and then there's the one who would take it for revenge.
Which one would you choose?
Revenge.
Mimi, you cannot break my heart.
But
and then
break.
Not live to tell the tale.
So you can break his bed.
You will revenge ile nitakupiga.
Kitanda ndo inamshtua.
Me, revenge.
Ungefanya nini if you're any of those men in that situation, bro? Ungekuwa Mato. Ungekuwa bibi yako. Your wife is there V1.
Tolerating some cooking for another man.
Ah, episode zinatoke after life. I think
send
yeah, kuna msange kwa committee. Probably me.
Yeah.
I don't think that situation would go that well.
Jokuna haja, bro.
I feel
like wamama ni wengi.
A lot of people end up in prison because of such kind of situations.
Yeah, it's not about crimes of passion.
Yeah.
Crushing out over women is amazing, though. Takosana juu ya dem. Takosana juu ya kitu kingine.
Lakini bibi.
Bibi ni different. Bibi.
Yeah, if it's a me, bro, ningefikiria the cost of the baby.
Eh?
Oh no.
The cost of the wedding, bro.
Chola when is special. So ka uko like there's no way. Siwezi choma bet. Siwezi choma hizi finances zangu zote niliweka kwa hii.
You're a lawyer. kwa prenup, can I put a clause that states whoever cheats recovers the amount of money that was spent in the wedding?
Whoever cheats first.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Fast. Yes. Yeah. Whoever cheats first. Yes. A contract. You can put it with whatever.
You can put whatever you want.
Whatever terms you want.
So my God, this life is beautiful.
Your nini yetu. Your dating up yetu.
Yeah. Oh, dating up yetu. Ya kupeana ratings.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You see, it doesn't happen to me alone. Yes.
Who went a pre-agreement before?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look at Chaka being on the
way. It's called, the answer.
Like,
the question, the answer.
Heartbreak insurance fund. Like, you guys, monthly, mna deposit pesa kwa account mta joint. Alafu the fucks up, doesn't get the money at the end of
but
the
how do you determine who f-
Not like cheating, shit like that.
Okay.
Would that work?
So if you've cheated, so, you need evidence to support you because we're cheating. Sure.
Yeah, and even evidence.
Man, that makes a lot of sense.
That one.
I would be so rich.
That one we might cut. We patent pending. That one is actually a good idea.
But what's evidence? Do you believe your eyes?
Swab test.
My eyes.
When you know a cartoon, but
you have other glasses, bro. That's why I see me like, yo, that ain't me.
Have you written the book Gaslighting Man? Hey.
I do love gaslighting.
No one.
Yeah?
It's a social app.
Did you trust your eyes? I have literally paid to trust my eyes.
I won't lie, that's a line I would use on someone.
I have paid to trust my eyes.
But you can't see without. I'll tell you, kwanza, your glasses at a babe's
prescription. Imeisha.
So
you want to attend the appointment last week, and we were busy, so you know.
Yeah. Namo adui pia ni wengi.
So you were seeing your
seed. No one wants to see us together.
You got corner specs, ni very easy kum gaslight, by the way.
No one wants to see us together. Enemies ni wengi.
Kwanza, mtu ametoka toxic relationship pia ni very easy kum gaslight. Like madam, nitumie
pesa kuona alafu unifanyie upuzi.
Uoni.
But si nimetumia pesa ndio nione.
But bado uoni.
But sinaona.
Labda ukisubuli niona ulikuwa na smudge kwa glasses like
alafu like, why are you trusting your optician like that?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you're trusting your optician over your
mouth.
Kwani mnajaribu kunigaslight?
Unajuaje na kupeanga faulty glasses ndo shida akikuona kila mwezi.
Labda yeye ndo anakudai.
Si anaona amna ndevu na najua kuna watu wako na ndevu.
You see? This number is telling. I told you she has an agenda.
Shaka chani kush.
Do goatees count?
Yeah, they do.
Ah, nice. Lakini kuna siku ilikuwa na ringa na shit kambi hata mbuzi iko na.
You the goat, bro. So una convert una say, hey, it's a good thing. Hey, it's a good thing, bro. It's a good thing. Never let your enemies win.
Hey, munapewa nini?
Like shaka ni kwa kuuliza juu sadly you're the only woman we have on this
sadly
podcast.
Siku naisha na
bro, but Aisha and they can't communicate.
I'm communicating on their behalf.
Unadhani mwanaume hii ni rare but kuna kuanga na ma unajua vile most men kama vile amesema mzai ana kamingi anarudi ana come jan 2020 alafu next time ni January 2025 sa imagine boy vice versa ni mother ndo absent do you think that nigga is a better lover than the one who had the mother
the mom was absent
stay away from that nigga
chani kuambia kitu. In this context, like, I do not know any other man except my brothers who has a deadbeat mom.
Yes, we brothers wako kuna deadbeat. Ni ukweli? Mama ni mabaki ni deadbeat.
I can see when unaruka. Sorry,
kwa familia ya Shaka, the father
deadbeat
is present.
Mom.
Oh.
Okay.
The mother is absent.
Yeah.
Hey, your brothers.
Wow.
Do you think your brothers...
Are we trauma bonding? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, yes. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Don't get me. But checky. Yeah. What?
So much. Sindio.
Ebu man, devu. Like,
that's one of the worst insults I've ever experienced in my life.
Ebu man, devu.
Have a comeback.
I think the worst thing, Nikwito broke. You call me anything. Don't call me.
Don't call
me. But
broke.
If you are broke, you're broke.
Who broke? Shaka,
you are broke.
I am broke with you. No, me, I'm broke with you. I'm not broke with anyone else. You call me, you can call me broke. I'm broke with you only.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, commander.
Oh, you're that who's not seeing the money.
Does your bank know that?
You're not the one who's seeing the money.
The one who's not seeing the money. Everyone else is seeing the money. The problem is you. Okay, that's why. Okay, even me can gaslight.
Yeah, even you can gaslight. I'm like, what the hell are you saying? At I'm broke with you.
You want to potentially
give me one.
They just needed.
Yeah, we're just nice. But like,
oh, when you come and awaken things. Oh, pause there.
Hey, nini lady, nini. So do you think your brothers will make better lovers?
I think so. No. Wait. Do I? It's so weird to think about it like that. Like brothers. Hey, it's so weird to think about it. I don't know. What an injury book could put out of the situation of a brother. I would think Probably not. Because maybe they don't know how to. They've not seen. Okay. But I think it depends. Uh-huh. It depends. Maybe your mom was deadbeat when you were old enough to reason in. But like if you're young and you never grew up with a mom, maybe you wouldn't know how to treat a lady
until like you learn. The dad can't teach you these things?
I mean, the dad can't, but he failed. He may have failed.
There's no one.
He may have failed.
There's no dangerous. You got mommy issues, bro.
Mommy issues
are crazy.
Padali daddy issues.
Hey, mommy issues.
I agree, like.
Niggas, for niggas especially.
Even for women.
Even for women.
You know how a nigga treats women
based on how he treats his mom.
Mm.
So, like, if he's an asshole at home,
he's probably gonna be an asshole with you.
But
too.
I don't think so. Like, what if the mom was toxic?
Bro, your mom.
No, I mean, there are certain situations, yeah, of course.
Kuna exceptions, but bro, ka uchali ana treat sister zake na mama yake ka shit. Unadhani akuja ku treat ka princess?
Okay, hiyo ni kweli. Haiz ku treat vizuri.
I think Shaka just loves it rough.
Yeah?
Pause. Like, Shaka. You think of the worst situation.
Nilio sexual tension itapeleka report to the next level. Malaysia, like,
no.
I love my work.
Mnafakwa
mkinita episode once every month.
Once every month.
To count to activate.
All I'm saying is,
yes.
Shaka, you put her to an extreme, she might. Like, she'll never say no to an extreme.
I know.
Give her extreme options. You want Shaka to run with the pedi? She'll do it.
Shaka, you
want Shaka?
Shaka, you know you chase traumatic situations because trauma is familiar.
But that's why I'm celibate because I'm unlearning. I'm in the period of unlearning these things.
No, it's true because it's a thing I used to do as well.
Yeah.
Like, even these women, like, will it was some up on
madam
toxic,
like,
bana wanna feel a certain void in your heart, ju wanna guza ule chali ule mtoto aku treatiwa vizuri when they were younger.
I can't lie, I'm very toxic. That's why I'm on a self-reflecting journey. Actually, ni reflect na nisiumize watu.
Don't you think that's who you are, and if you somehow lose it, you no longer be Shaka? Maybe now you be Sharon.
By the way,
kwani munaogopa kutakuwa na content?
Hey, tunaogopa utakuwa.
You know that traumatic child inside you is the oldest thing you've known.
Ngoja, hold up. You are toxic. Will explain your toxicity. Like, I don't know why I can't. I've never seen this side of you.
There's a side of me that's hopeless romantic, but then there's another side that can be toxic.
What's toxic? Like, just one scenario. Just give me a scenario of anything that's happened. Ishak, in the 3 years I've known you, I've never...
It's because I don't talk about these things.
Yeah.
Sema tu moja. Sema tu moja.
Even this one I can
know. Utaki kuogopa kuniogopa. Just say one.
But like...
Just say one.
You only share red flags after 6 months.
Explain. Just one.
Just one. I ghosted a nigga after the best night.
Ghosted
after the best night.
Mm. Are you together?
Mm.
Are you dating?
No.
That's not.
No, we went on a few dates.
Was there
had
a relationship
before the night?
Was the night your only encounter?
No. Yes. No. Yeah. That night, yes.
No,
but
no,
like,
not your only. Like, were there? Mliko mna hang out before the night.
Mm.
Other what? Days, other ma evil.
Mm.
Mm.
So you literally.
I love you after that night.
But it can't be out. The best if you ghosted him.
Yeah, exactly. So what
was no, wrong? Like it really, it was the best. So okay, for him,
your review,
it was.
Your review is a 5-star. That's so
cool.
No, no, it's true because he literally, I'm telling this guy, came back to my place like 3 times to ask why. That's why the hell are you ghosting me?
And you didn't have an answer.
No, I told him I just don't wanna.
You just don't want to.
Just don't wanna continue.
And you're not exclusive. Share
playlist.
Yeah.
Checky.
Real lovers. Damn. Don't exit them playlist.
Yeah. you thought,
I have been toxic.
You thought you didn't deserve good things.
I know I deserve good things. But you see that at that point, I was acting on a point of being broken.
Jump scare.
I see.
Yeah, I get it.
So I was acting on a point. This was your rebound phase after...
What's your last relationship?
The father.
About a year. The fact.
Yes, I mean, and
that's
the trigger.
A fact. That's yeah, man, 23 years and counting,
that
man.
Is my shortest relationship. Crazy count your car relationship.
23 years and counting. Thanks, Dad. Don't.
But you're saying toxic.
Now. Yeah, that's your toxic. Toxic. Your non relationship toxic. Is
here. Huh? Hmm? Aye, yeah.
And yours, Michael.
What?
It's my current. It's
oh. For
yes,
bro. 18 months.
Acha.
1.5 in
Kenya. I did not know.
1.5.
4 months and 5 days.
Do you like when Buddha sit on court? What's your time?
What's the longest? Have you ever? No, have you ever been in a relationship or in?
Real lover. Correct. No, my longest relationship is
About a week ago. Week ago.
Ndawambia numbers zingine amtawamini. I don't like answering that question because kuna mseta watch anze kufanya maths.
Kwani
my longest relationship I'd have to say is 3 years.
Yeah.
Hey. 3-4 years.
I would really want to be you guys. When I grow up.
I told you guys.
It's, we're at 2 years.
Young way jaikwa at a full...
Fully exclusive.
Like, yetu ni... No, see,
on and off.
Machana,
on and off.
Machana,
the on and off's come.
So what's the jam?
Mnachana.
So say you see 3 years, basi. Okay, you try iso periods, will go mnachana inakua.
3 years. Check it. Stress yote hata nikaa 10 years.
Check it, Owen. Hey. Ulikuwa na udem. Alafu mliko mnako sana. Ulikuwa kama Ross, you wanna break, ama ulikuwa 250. Ulikuwa na double on other things while you were on and off.
Yeah. Miss Jai acha guys. Mia ifem ya podcast iliniingia kichwa first.
So unajua,
you know when you're young, rich, a bit famous, kidogo, like that's not the ideal time to be in a relationship, and that's why I fucked up too.
You don't think it's the most ideal time to be because that woman keeps you grounded?
I
know. I want to talk to left, right, and center. Go like, hey.
I love women, bro. I love women so much. So, you know, if I'm a good man, why are you trying to keep me to yourself? Utaki kwani to share love, joy, like.
Eject.
And I have such a big heart. One person can't handle my love.
My God.
Lazima tukaje huko.
Sapo wewe.
Aluta continue. Yes.
Unaweza kwa women rep kweli.
Mimi ni kweli. Mimi sauti ya mama. Mimi speak for women.
Ah, si mnaona kwa street. Si wote. Ni my lover boy. Ni misunderstand bana. They have such big hearts. Like don't say zipenda wa madame wote bana. Unadhani roho yake ni ndogo?
Lazima isha. You must like share.
You die from love.
Yeah, man.
First person ever.
Once we can zip you, zip my left.
You have to share the love that God gave you in your heart for the trauma you faced as a young boy.
This nigga is pitching, bro. When do you know the answer? That's what I mean. You quote the truth. Tell me the answer.
Think about it. Ukiangalia wale wasi wengi kwa streets, uongeleshe tu kidogo. Aka trauma pahali. No maana wanaenda wanapendana, jua kupata hiyo mapenzi yao kidogo. So let them share it.
But they're also spreading the love. You know that.
Yeah. Hizi vitu za kushare.
To find love.
Sijasema ushare, nimesema uspread.
They're spreading that love. They're trying to see, reminding the lady.
Sijasema ushare, nimesema uspread. There's a big difference.
They're reminding the ladies of how it feels.
The brief is everything.
Ukiona tumenyamazisha mic
leo. No, leo nimenyamaza.
I'm not gonna lie guys, niki calm nilikuwa nadhani mtakuwa very
safe.
Yeah, we don't know so stress to go
like. We are kicking away now to.
Sini, tunatongwa alumni.
I love that.
This is like, current.
Yeah, mko very fun. I thought about it, I'm like, oh my god, by the bro, so yeah.
You gay, my guy.
Yeah. Hey, next step, dress official.
Dava.
Uko na suit?
Yeah. Hey, bro,
student, unaweza ba suit, tie, everything.
Hey, ulikuwa lawyer?
Yeah, bro, since I got law school third year. You guys don't know. Oh yeah, I was. I got to law school third year. And I think...
Hey, Mike Leo atakufa.
Yeah. Brain is not braining.
Yes, Mike. He was a lawyer.
Yeah, then I went to Boma. Then. I'm like a chef.
At Koengi?
Yeah, bro.
So, Nezan, you pick here?
Definitely.
Okay.
I am an amazing cook.
Okay, can it never happen, though?
Huh?
Can it never happen?
What? Why are you an enemy of progress?
Hey, Buddha, see what it for your mambo yetu on a content your podcast bill.
Mm. I think it's time for comments. Huh? I think it's time for comments.
Not make sure kuna visuals.
Adi tunatumia adi. Tunatumia dobare ma story on purpose like kwa Buddha wewe ndo unamtext. Tiwa Buddha nimechiki oh na shaka.
Yeah.
So wow, by the way.
Sandwich man and street girl.
Which IDs?
Which ID?
Was it bro?
Actually, any idea? Tunapeleka shaka huko mnampikia. Unaleta Joan mimi na
tu. Yeah, man, yeah, kuna time.
Tunaleta demba na unajua Joan ni demba na. Naweza muangalia hapo kwa poni kwa like, yes, a feminine.
Unaona kama wako na chance na Joan.
Kaa wote
Meli ngumu.
Kaa wote
bro.
Kaa
Joan ni ngumu. You have to be a bit older first.
A trauma at age. Trauma at age.
I don't think you guys would want to date Joan. Joan at our stress
question. I just said I'm not like to date, bro.
Not guys, he guy.
Kuna vitu mobs za kufanya kwa streets bwana.
So Joan umesikia? Amekwambia kuja pia record huko na.
Yeah, enough to peleke shaka huko apikiwe na.
Kibs would come. The less kumgetoka Kibs would come, simini.
Sawa.
Kibs loves going on other podcasts. I hate it.
But you enjoy ku up.
Yeah. This is the most fun I've had recording in a while.
And sober.
Yeah, sober. But that's so strange. Like,
so in short, Kila Nasema is we'll see him soon.
But yes. But like, anywhere there's like big titted women, focus yangu kwa 100%.
Titties of Anyash? Hey, shaka unakatiwa. Titties of Anyash?
Really? Mimi niko na kila kitu sasa nimemshamaliza.
Cheki.
I wouldn't date someone without a nyash, but titties.
Yeah. But you can titties. Date someone without titties, but you can't date someone without a nyash.
See, what below?
No, why is it a plateau? Sorry.
See, kama ni do or die, bro, lazima sacrifice moja. Mchagua gani?
Hey, bro, man, I love tits, bro.
So, any titties, bro?
Not gonna lie, I fuck with that, bro.
Yeah.
Are you any titties? Yeah. You know, shit, since maybe I thought that in the air, man. I used to think I'm the same thing, man. And I got a really big titted woman, and I was like, nah, I miss the nyash, bro. Me napenda ku hold, bro. Napenda ku hold, bro.
Like, just having them on your hand.
This is
like, hey, unapenda tu ku hold, bro.
Like, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Can we read comments?
Where Michael would just say,
anapenda manzi yake.
Yeah.
Period.
See, you choose, fanya COE to kujibu swali. You know what COE is? No. Content over everything.
Yep. Tirezo nyash.
Sukuje tunazote.
But,
kama, hey, hadi mini ngetaka zote, but kawiz pata zote.
Gun to your head.
How many thighs?
No plat.
No plateau.
No.
So ni nyash.
Udacha kuwe na thighs. No, unaweza kuwa na nyash bila thighs. You ni waste.
Any thighs. Can the options be three?
Any.
Thighs. Sindi yo thighs, man. Thighs ni muhimu, man. Like,
ata fit guys, badut ko, like, disaster and shit, like,
feet.
Yeah. Feet.
My G. Yeah,
feet.
Y'all don't love like pretty toes and shit.
Oh, toes.
Actually, they're supposed to be cute. I'm on a little bit in the aqua.
Yeah,
when you're on a date, what you want to end on the shamba?
If you're brave enough, I don't know if I should say, but fuck it. If you're brave enough, like Yakamiguivi, that's another.
True.
That's another hole. Literally, that adventurous.
If you're that adventurous.
If you're that adventurous, you can.
Bro, you did it. I saw the image. I lost it.
Yeah, if you, leo siku sio mkisike episode. Like, angalia tu mwanzako.
Kisha toka tu live
ya sandwich.
Like, put those.
Enda tu weke hizo miguu hivi uko like. Let's get this show on the road.
This is the most street man I have met.
Wow.
Very much.
Balls.
Very much.
Bana unafaa kuona shaka last episode vile walikuwa wanashika balls hivi with the other guest. Walikuwa wanazifanya hivi kwa hair.
What was going on the last episode kwani?
Hiyo kitaka lazima iko Patreon ulipie.
Wapi sahi sahi.
Ah, the shaka. That's a do women like balls. That's actually.
That's true. Mimi like balls.
Unaona kabla chalia mpina tu kushikilia tita chill. Unataka tu kushikilia balls. That you feel something in your hand.
No, see in that context, like what I don't think we're talking about shiki.
Like no, not we make look
on. Balls is so ugly. Like,
like yeah, but I would prefer a nigga with balls than without. Kuna wenyawana. Kuna wenyawana.
Ume sema?
Si gentina.
John Cena alikata balls zake.
Yeah.
Kwani alikuwa na
cancer. So why did you do it for COG? I'm like, COG for what?
Sense of gravity.
Well, wow.
Ini myth bana.
Yeah, that one.
I'm being serious, so you made us
serious. I'm not rocking with you.
Shit, so you
kuna watu wametoa but for medical reasons.
Yeah.
So bado wako na scrotum but iko empty.
Unaonekanga kitu
kingine kubana.
Unaonekanga kitu.
Eh kaba no shit.
And it just looks like one big ball. Ama
this one is separate. Balls are very ugly. That's all I've got.
Kuni balls we am say gravity, center of gravity. Bila balls to kuna
anguka chini zina regulate body temperature yako kiasi.
Yeah, that's why you always find a nigga like this.
Yeah,
they
true.
Do.
Yeah, yeah.
Protect
them, friend.
Kila fuck nimewambia mnadhani nadanganya. Alafu kuna msi hapo juma na nivalidate.
Sana ubakam kila kitu.
I love it.
Uneza box about bullshit. But umse akona fan uko like, this must be true.
Yeah.
Anyway, unadhani kile unasema ni ukweli.
Wait, comments.
Owen, I'm so scared. Me, I think unezada kuingiza kwa makoa hapa. You ask me. What you say?
Hey, bana.
Bro, amefanya hivi sana. Eza kueka hivi.
Bedi usi kuna watu wanafanyanga hivyo.
Why not create a space in it?
There are people who actually do for makwapa. Actually,
anything that can make a hole can give you pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are very creative out here, man.
Put those feet together. Yeah, but look,
if your nose still is big enough.
Anyway, my comment of the week.
Ano studio big
cheki
unakumbuka tukiona
unique smalling
mliniambia nisipokuwa unhinged mtafeel kaa
nimekuwa
let down
na ume represent so we have been
feeling
like
tu ume activate the inner me but nime feel so at peace today
this side nime wa convert au kwa sasa and you
me I want you here again
me niko hivi bana nimeje sasa shaka this is how we should be
yeah on Instagram
can I read one
yeah.
Sure.
You can choose one.
You can choose one from our pages.
Sorry, I'll choose for you. From Janito on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
It was the episode with Nosim.
Uh-huh.
So she said, as Shaka just said, quote unquote, what if your dad is a bad boy?
See, yeah, I just said.
You just?
It seems true.
What if your dad is a
bad boy? What if your dad is a bad boy?
Like Shaka likes bad boys.
Oh,
So we got an attribute to her dad being a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
Probably.
That's the answer. I gave you the answer.
Shaka Soma.
Anyway, comment is from TikTok. Look what episode, Gani. The episode where we were talking about socks or no socks. And this guy, anajita Buddha. Grip, my guy, hizo toes ni kama clutch. Dude. Stop playing. So, I mean, likuwa, I read that comment. What? Tulikuwa tunasema, like, socks or... Do you have socks on or no socks?
No, it depends with how familiar I am with the girl. If it's like a one-night stand or shit, socks definitely on.
The toes must be protected
if
from...
it's, like, a thing, no socks.
No socks.
Yeah. So when you love a girl, you fuck her without socks. But when you're still trying to trust her, you protect your toes.
Just know that if ever,
you ever know,
you have a cheat code. Why are you on your cheat code for you? You know your place in his life.
Meta, your comment will take back to driving school. Jun likuwa na very old teacher. Likuwa na sema crash ndani.
Okay. Check it. So for Owen, we don't do what are we? Just check if there are socks or no off socks. And you'll know who you are.
So True Living says, just because you're on the streets doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Do you agree?
Do you agree with that? You're in the streets.
Do you agree with that statement?
Are you on the streets? Are you a bad person?
No.
Same.
Okay.
Case
closed.
My comment is from the episode you talked about whether you trust your boys with your girl, and I have a comment from God.
From God.
That's his God username.
Username is God.
God, one New Testament. I go direct to a comment. That's why Buddha, please.
Akasema, and I want to hear this story. Hope Shaka umeipata. Akasema, mi sarit ka cleaner. Nimechezea couples wengi sana na rada kwa wash.
Mi sarit kama cleaner.
No, yeah. Mi sarit ka cleaner. Nimechezea couples wengi sana na rada kwa washroom. In as far as, remember when you were saying?
Yeah.
That there are people who dance some nonsense.
Yeah,
so now him is a cleaner.
Also, amesafisha white. So yeah, amenda ana watch as guys are watching.
Man, aki tafadhali to pay these stories. We promise. Your identity is safe with us.
Comment yangu ni...
Back in the days, it used to be Junction. Junction was all gonna fuck around, son. Like, wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I think it goes with generations.
Back in the day, Tiangu ni from Mer, M-E-R. Me watching at your top boy, realizing alisomea polling station at one point. No hate, I promise. Ili kwa kwele episode out, walisema monkeys are the ones that brought us AIDS, and me, I just looked dumbfounded, so... Come on.
You guys have
very, very interactive fans. Like, we build a real community.
Yeah.
And we love our fans.
Mono fans were sandwich. Comments are, yani tuni. Oh, announce.
Eh. Fans were sandwich.
By the way, Owen, unatu host on 420 at your event.
We're going to get you guys tickets, don't worry.
Love you.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening.
One last time. Ambia wase kufu.
Ambia wase waneza kupata wapi other than you in the sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey, that's a clean...
Yeah, I see you.
That's a clean one. Hey.
So you can find me on Instagram at BadBoyOwen, Twitter, PipeTheDonJuan.
PipeTheDonJuan.
Damn.
Like, that's a fantastic name.
I'm one of the co-hosts at the Sandwich Podcast. You can also check us out. We also pod.
Yeah.
Atas itabia, bede, hiki tuenye comments na ibia. Kuna ideas being in this
guy. Iba. Execution ndo muhimu, we iba.
Iba tu.
Nimekamu hapa benchmarking.
Yeah,
we'll all be at the live show. Please come. Short dresses and shit, because it's a baddies.
Yeah, it's a baddies.
Yeah.
You are safe. You are
OG,
safe.
OG, yeah, mini brother.
What's the buy short dress?
Yeah.
Do not joke about short dress. You need high tier for your dress.
Oh, and I can yongle a vizuri na buy your dress.
But yeah, nataka tiris ataki thighs.
Hey, nigga.
No, kwani zina tiris.
Come see us at the SK Dome on the 20th of April 420. If you remember the last live show, you know you can also come with your sandwiches with the bambe.
Yeah, hey, gardening is allowed.
Yeah, so. Yeah, thank you for having me, guys. Please. Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
See you on the next. This has been our longest episode, guys. So the comments, the likes, the shares, everything has to be the highest. Tonani next time. Lakini mkumbuke pia Shaka is still running 5K, so road to 5K.
Hashtag put those feet together.
What?
My guys. Yeah.
Hashtag put those feet together.
Shaka. Search Twitter, it's actually
put those feet together. It's a whole hashtag.
Picture.
Yeah.
Bring the fan closer.
That was a nice
We need a